He was a young guy, kind of going for big shots. He was the most fit player in the world, but he wasn't quite there yet. The next year, it must have just clicked. I had the great opportunity to play Bjorn in 1973. I went up to Bostad and played in the tournament there. And I got to the semifinals, and he was 17 years old. And I'd heard about him a little bit. Everybody was saying that this guy was the future of tennis. I beat Borg because he made too many mistakes. But the next year, he became a human backboard. Borg realized that he didn't have to go for big shots. He was so fast that if he could just get to the ball, he wouldn't lose. He came to the French, and everybody was saying, oh, Borg is going to be a great player in the future. You know, he's going to be a terrific clay court player, you know, when he gets older. He's playing Orantes in the finals, who is arguably the best clay court player in the world, very experienced. Well, Orantes is up 2-0. Orantes not only lost to Borg in 5 sets, he lost 6-0, 6-1, and 6-1. And Borg didn't have to wait until the next year for people to say he was a great player. That was his coming out party.